morning. This is Stella. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. Is this Ms. Daphne?
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you?
Hi. So I see you spoke before with Nina Knight from our agency.
Yes.
And you have a family member that needs home care services?
Yes.
Yes. And is she already currently receiving home care?
No. No, they were diagnosed with cancer in May. So this chemo is kicking his butt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can assist her with the home care services. Let me just take down a few information before we start. Does she have Medicaid?
It's a he, and yes, he does.
He does have Medicaid, perfect.
Yes.
And in which county does he live?
Montgomery County.
Montgomery County. And do you have a caregiver or you want to sign up from us?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you want to sign up like a family member to work for him, or you want we should bring a caregiver?
Yeah, since I'm retired, I'm home with him. I'm doing his basic needs. Like, I have to cook for him now because he just doesn't have the energy to do it. You know, all kinds of stuff for him that he's just lost so much energy during the chemo. And so, you know, some things he can do for himself, but, you know, anything that persistent standing for, you know, periods of time. And right now he's at chemo too. So, you know, it's just changed him completely. So.
Okay. So I guess you want, we should bring a caregiver to help him, right?
Yeah. I wanted to see if I just want to see if I can, you know, help, you know, be his caregiver since I'm here and I'm already doing, you know, the things that he can't do.
No problem. We actually prefer that if a family member signs up, then they get the best care. But we can sign you up as well, and you'll be the caregiver for him.
Okay.
Is he just a family member for you, like, or is he a...
Yeah, he's my brother.
Your brother. Okay, got it. And which age is he?
He's 66.
66, perfect. Okay, let me take down his basic information so I can log into his Medicaid account. And
sure.
Then we'll take it from there. What's his first and last name?
His first name is Dale, D-A-L-E. His last name is Hughes, H-U-G-H-E.
H as in Harry, U, D as in dog, yeah. H as in Harry, he, E?
No. So H as in Henry, U as in Hughes, G as in George, H as in Henry, E as in Esther, S as in Sally.
Got it. And what's his date of birth?
It's 11/17/58.
Got it. Let me log in. Let's see what's going on there. Okay. He has Keystone Community Health Choices, right, as his insurance?
Keystone.
And then he actually has mm-hmm. Keystone. Let's see if he has any others. But Keystone is perfect. We accept Keystone. He has Medicare as well. He has Medicaid and Medicare, right?
Yeah. I know he has Medicare. I don't know what the difference is, Medicaid and Medicare, but
it's
if you have it there, then...
We accept Medicaid only, but he has Medicaid as well, so it's perfect. It's good.
Okay.
He has a good insurance that will cover home care. So what
mm-hmm.
we'll do is right now what I would prefer you to do, I'll just take down his information. I'll send his information to one of our enrollment specialists. They specialize in getting people enrolled under home care services.
Okay.
And they
mm-hmm.
will just go forward with the process. They will call you. They'll just will need a few assessments, like evaluate him, how many hours he's approved for. And then I will give you the number of the first assessment so you can start it up right away. Just call them, tell them you need an appointment for the first assessment of home care. They'll come down to the house. They'll check him and see how, like, they'll just physically see him. And then they'll decide how many hours they can approve.
Okay.
And then I will also need your basic information so we can start signing you up as well. So both of you should be ready the soonest, the better.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. So here's some of his information I have already. As I see it in the Medicaid. Give me 1 minute. Let me take down his information, just put it in our system so we have it, and I can give it to the enrollment rep. Should I put in the phone number, your primary contact?
Yeah, you can put in 215-432-7244.
Do you have any additional number?
No, unless you want his, and I don't know it off the top of my head. I have to look for it.
Okay, if like, just make sure to answer, because we don't want to have issues not getting in touch with you. And you'll be, well, sister will be the caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, hold on, I'm taking down all information. Just Medicaid's ID. Give me 1 minute. What's his street address?
134 Church Road.
CHURCH?
Yep.
Church Road, okay. And which city is that?
It's Elkins, E-L-K-I-N-S, Park, P-A-R-K. It's Pennsylvania, 19027.
19027?
19027.
Got it. And that's in Montgomery County, you said, right?
Yes.
Got it. Is there any minors in the home?
My grandson, I take care of him after school, but that's he doesn't stay here.
Like, we need to know if there's anything, anyone with a patient when you'll be there. Just legal. We'll just need like you to sign that you agree to some kids in the house. But you said
no kids.
No, okay.
No, the kid doesn't live here. So.
Got it. Okay. What's your first and last name?
My name is Daphne, D as in dog, A as in apple, P as in Paul, H as in Henry, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward.
Okay, and your last name?
Peyton is capital P, A as in apple, Y as in yo-yo,
okay.
T as in Tom, O as in zero. N as in Nancy. So Peyton. P-A-N-T-O-N. Thank you.
Perfect. It's P as in Peter, right?
Yeah, P as in Peter.
Got it. Okay, and I'm putting in the same phone number like that you gave me before.
Okay.
Okay, let me give you the phone number of, 1 second, your address is the same or you have a different address?
Yes. No, he lives with me.
He lives with you, so I got your, let me make sure I have all your information that I need as well, so I don't need to... your first and last name. I need your email address, actually.
It's the first four letters of my first and last name. So it's D-A-P-H.
P-A-Y-T.
P-A-Y-T at AOL.com.
Got it. Okay. Can you take down the phone number right now of the broker of like the first assessment?
Okay.
Okay. So their number is 877.
877-550-4227. And that's to set up an appointment, correct?
Right, to set up an appointment for your first assessment.
First assessment, okay.
Okay, so that's it for now. I will have our enrollment reps look into your file, and then they'll call you. Just make sure to answer. They will call you from one of our, like, the number will be starting 267-551-74, and then depending which rep it is, like, depending on the extension. Just make sure to answer or just call them back, and they will just be able to help you further. That's for Dale. And then for you, I will have Monica. She's from onboarding. She will call you and tell you all documents and medicals that we'll need. And then she'll help you guide you through, make sure everything is getting set up.
Great. I appreciate it.
Okay. I think we're all set.
And you're...
What?
You're Stella, right? Your name is Stella?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, any concerns, just reach out anytime. Okay?
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.